Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
We've been talking about Bill O'Brien. The teapot kind of erupted after practice. If you're just tuning in, this is what it sounded like. Bill O'Brien asked about Matt Khalil, who missed practice today. He hasn't been on the field since last Wednesday when he had a rough go at it against the Lions and joined practices. This is the head coach of your Houston Texans.
Is Matt Khalil hurt?
Is he hurt?
Yeah.
I don't have to release an injury report until the season starts. And every time I come up here, I get asked about 50 questions about injuries. So you'll get an injury report when the season starts. Right now, I'll tell you that he's out of practice per the head coach's discretion. How's that for an answer? Good?
Do you expect him to start for you week one?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm more convinced than ever that even if it was just a simple accident, you know, how he's handling this, that handling it like this is doing no favors for Matt Khalil. Because everybody's just left to assume things. And you know, when people assume things, they can assume anything. You know, you can handle it a different way. You really can.
I wonder if Bill O'Brien is too easy on veteran players and too hard on young players. That's one of my biggest...
Isn't that all coaches,
that's,
though?
Well, I don't know. You know, I only watch one coach every single day, and I only listen to the words of one coach every single day. And Bill O'Brien, I think there's some times where... If he's asked about a rookie, we get specifics, or a young player, we get specifics about what their struggles are, what this guy needs to work on. This guy needs mm-hmm. to work on this. Tyron Johnson, he's got to keep it going. He was okay, but I'm going to have to look at the tape. Mm-hmm. Matt Khalil's been awful this training camp, and we hear that he's had a good camp, and now we're hearing this. Maybe it's a situation where this is the end of Matt Khalil's career, and he's being a little bit fragile, but I worry that maybe – there is part of Bill O'Brien that's a little too hard on young players and then a little bit right. too easy on guys like the Matt Khalil.
Isn't he
world.
Also just for his entire life as a coach conditioned to put up a wall? I mean,
yeah.
most coaches are.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Belichick thing too.
Yeah, and it's even more so with Belichick. So that's why I'm not saying he's like, you know, boy, I'm going to really throw Matt Khalil under the bus. No, he's not doing that. I think he's conditioned over the years to put up a wall, less is more. What's that famous Bill Belichick saying?
On to Cincinnati?
No, when you lose, say little. When you win, say less. That's a Bill Belichick axiom, you know? When you lose, yeah, that's it. When you lose, say little. When you win, say less. And I think Bill O'Brien is just in that vein when really, had he just like taken a step back and said, you know what, I can do this. I can handle this the way I did Clowney last year. And nobody was... You know, people had opinions on Clowney, like his love for the game or whatever, because that was already an established, you know, perception of the guy. But nobody has thought that of Matt Khalil. If he had just handled it the same way, said the exact same words, people would be like, all right, well, hopefully he'll get better, get back in, you know, football, you know, shape or whatever, and we'll see him, and maybe he's going to have a great year. Whereas now we're like, boy, he stinks. You know, boy, you know, is he going to retire? Six straight days? Wow. You know, so when you're left to presume things, a lot of people presume – most people presume the absolute wrong thing.
And in fairness to B.O.B., I'd be frustrated having to answer questions about Matt Khalil,
honestly.
But
it's also his job.
It is his job. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not my – no, it is his job. But, yeah. I mean, it's Matt Khalil, though. I mean, it's Matt Khalil. Like, it's one thing to be asked about Clowney, but it is Matt Khalil, right?
Well, I mean, he's starting left tackle. You just declared it. And that's another part, you know, just absolutely declaring him, you know –
I just don't like seeing B.O.B. go down like this, man.
Yeah.
Because we've had nice B.O.B. all this time.
Mm-hmm.
It's been so nice to see the nicer B.O.B. And just one question about Matt Khalil just completely ruins the streak and we get the teapot.
Yeah.
I didn't want to see the teapot yet.
Well, I don't think it was full blown, but he was in the neighborhood.
It was pretty
close. He was in the neighborhood. Yeah.
How's that for an answer?
Yeah.
How's that for an answer? You know the difference between a Bill O'Brien rant and a Bill Belichick rant that I think kind of hurts Bill O'Brien a little bit? Even when Bill Belichick's pissed off, it's not really like that much of an intense,
still,
like awkward pissed off.
A little monotone.
Exactly. So it's still not a thing. Bill O'Brien's is just like
off.
It's just like, oh gosh, I got to get away from this guy. I don't think it benefits him very well. Let's play some Think No Fear, non-Texans edition.
Okay.
Astros, Rockets, anything else, college football, whatever.
I went
no
mine
Texans.
All NFL.
All NFL. Go ahead then. Okay. Start us off with your thoughts.
I think Baker Mayfield is going to be the most hated quarterback in the NFL.
He might already be. He's pretty hateable.
And I like the guy. I've always liked the guy. I like his moxie, as they like to say. But then there's moxie, and then there's, you know, if you're going to complain about Jalen Ramsey criticizing other quarterbacks, you need to complain about Baker Mayfield criticizing the draft placement of another quarterback, which is what he did with Daniel Jones. And then he's backed off a little bit with his Instagram post, but people know he was in GQ magazines where he said that. Why? You know, you're
feeling himself a little too much for me.
Your line. What's your line?
What's the payoff?
There was none.
I think Zeke Elliott's agent might be the dumbest agent in the history of sports.
Why is that?
First of all, he has Zeke Elliott not showing up to training camp. I think that's a little bit foolish. Second of all, when Jerry Jones said this, his agent told Chris Mortensen he was offended by Jerry Jones and that his client felt, quote, disrespected.
Is Pollard your best negotiator with Zeke?
Who?
Pollard.
Now, Zeke who?
He's got your camera.
Damn, Clarence Hill.
He got your camera.
We're having some fun.
Is that the fakest media app of all time?
But seriously, just talk about this. Clarence.
Talking about.
Did Clarence just have the fakest media laugh of all time?
He did, one of them. But let me say this. We're talking about errors in judgment. Jerry Jones, what are you thinking?
He was kidding.
Well, that's fine. But it took him about 30 seconds of laughter until he said, we're just having some fun.
Fake laughter.
Yeah, fake laughter.
You think so too? You're siding with the agent?
That was a bad play.
I mean,
come on, man.
He's answered questions about Zeke all the time, and he's just joking around saying who.
Mm-hmm.
That was what he was doing. That wasn't a big deal. Come on, don't side with the agent on this.
I'm not saying I'm appalled. I'm saying it's a bad look and it was an error in judgment.
You're so soft.
You're soft.
What do you know?
You're softer.
What do you know?
I don't know. What do I know? I know Andrew Luck is starting week one.
No.
Yeah, he is. Andrew Luck is starting week one.
Hell no.
Comes out again today. I guess, who was it? It must have been Frank Reich that said, once again this week, Andrew Luck is not practicing with the Colts, which means he won't play this week.
Was he asked if he's injured?
Third week of the preseason. Oh, that's a good question. How did he respond? Andrew Luck hurt?
Look at the difference between the Colts and the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
They basically gave a monologue of Andrew Luck's entire body when it came to his leg and everything.
Yeah.
Our poor Matt Jarecki just asked if Matt Khalil was injured, and he got bushwhacked.
Oh, that's so funny if you played him side by side. But
I don't have to release an injury report.
I think he's going to play week one.
Okay.
They're just playing with us.
You think so?
Yep.
I think the Tennessee Titans are still going to beat the Cleveland Browns without Taylor Lewan. I'm betting on it.
Figgy,
and I'm betting on it.
Your thoughts?
I don't think so, man.
No. I think the Tennessee Titans are going to beat the Browns. I think this Browns hype's getting way out of control, and I think that the Browns are in for a rude awakening on Sunday. I really do. And that is what, 18 days from today, I think the Browns are in a very, very rude awakening on Sunday. The hype is a little too high for what exactly the Browns are.
Man, that's a bold claim right there. And then you're saying you know it? Or is that a
– Yeah, it's a no.
He knows that?
I'm betting. I'll have very good history this weekend betting in Vegas.
I know what Landry's going to do when I give him my fear. He's going to say, oh, why don't you go walk out on a limb? Or,
oh, gosh.
Water is wet or whatever.
Oh, gosh.
But hear me out.
You fear the left tackle spots.
No. I fear the Patriots. And the, look, I know. Hold on. Hear me out.
Oh, my gosh.
Hear me out. I hadn't really... I really hadn't feared...
Nobody's talking about Guy.
Oh, my gosh.
Hear me
Are
out.
You serious, dude?
Yes, I am. I hadn't really feared the Patriots all offseason.
Oh, my gosh.
They lost Gronk. I think the top two teams are the Colts and the Chiefs. Those you have agreed with me on that. The two best teams in the AFC are the Colts and the Chiefs.
Oh, my gosh.
But then they get Edelman cleared, and now they've got Josh Gordon. All of a sudden, I'm like, are we going to have to watch another Patriots Super Bowl? Are we going to have to watch another Patriots bleeping bleep bleep Super Bowl?
They haven't gone back-to-back in like 15 years.
But now you get what my point was. I didn't really fear them above the Chiefs and Colts until this last week.
So you fear the Patriots are good?
I think they might just be there again, man. They might just be there again. And I hate that.
All right, I'm just going to stick with the Lopez theme. I had another one, but I'll just go ahead and go with it. I fear Alabama Crimson Tide in college football. I fear that they might be good.
You're not getting my point. This last week has made them much more dangerous.
Nah, they are. I'm with you. They Patriots had a damn good week.
They had a great week. Josh Gordon back.
I mean, Josh Gordon was their leading receiver last year.
Mm-hmm.
I see what you're saying. I mess with you, but I see what you're saying.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.